some Bible Fellowship Church, our Let's Talk Ministry. I was looking at the life of Moses the other day, and so instead of doing something out of Psalms, I'm going to share with you a little bit out of the life of Moses. What's interesting, as I think about the life of Moses, I've been thinking about what the trip to Egypt, back to Egypt, must have been like for Moses. We know that Moses will flee to Midian. The reason that he does flee is because he has murdered an Egyptian. And so now Pharaoh is angry at him and wants to kill him. And so Moses flees to Midian. We think Moses probably is about 40 to 45 years of age. And then if you fast forward and the Lord says to him, hey, look, I want you to go back, or God wants him to go back to Egypt, for all the men who seek your life are dead. So Moses took his wife and his sons and had them ride on a donkey and went back to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the staff of God in his hand. So Moses now is on a journey back to Egypt, back to the place that he failed, back to the place that he murdered someone. And so what's interesting to me is, instead of sending Moses to a foreign land, he's going to send him home. He's sending the Hebrew boy that was adopted by the Egyptian princess, lived in the palace, went away to be a shepherd, now going back to enter back into the palace. And what's interesting about him going back into the palace is verse 21 of chapter 4. And the Lord said to Moses, when you go back to Egypt, see that you do go before Pharaoh and show him all the miracles that I've shown you. But I will harden his heart so that he will not let the people go. So instead of sending Moses back to the palace, he's sending him back to Pharaoh, and he's sending him back to a job that he already told him, by the way, I'm going to harden Pharaoh's heart. And so one of the things that I've been thinking about is pressure creates diamonds, pleasure destroys people. And so God is going to put Moses in a pressure situation to create something in his life instead of, hey, Moses, go back and just enjoy the palace. Go back and enjoy the pleasures of life. It's amazing where you watch people that have all these things and end up they destroy their lives. And then you watch other people that go through difficult times and the pressure's not released from them. And they end up turning into really, really neat people in the midst of all the storm. A really good Bible example of that would be also Moses is one, but also Paul, where he asked the Lord to take his afflictions, his thorn in the flesh away. And that even as Pastor Jordan referenced with George and reading through the Psalm on Sunday, God's not going to necessarily, he's going to be with us, but he's not going to change our circumstances. And so here's another example where God is going to say to Moses, hey, go back. I'm not going to change your circumstances. I want you to trust me. I want you to walk with me, and I want you to follow me. And then we all know, as you go along, you get to Exodus chapter 15, and you get a chance to see the story of Moses and Israel in the song of celebration. And so for us today, I want to encourage you to not ask God to change the circumstances, but ask God to give you strength in the circumstances. God, give me hope. Give me understanding. Give me grace. Give me strength. I want to walk with you in this. I want you to help me navigate through the storm. A good, maybe another verse that you might want to go to is Ephesians chapter 3 and get to the end where Paul tells his church at Ephesus, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we ask or imagine. May that be true of us today, that we're just stopping and say, okay, Father, life is crazy. Things are going on, but we know you're able. We want to walk with you in that. We don't want to just run away. We want to know your strength and know your power in the midst of the situations that we face. So Jesus, thank you for this new day, the opportunity to serve you, to know you, to love you. And I pray, Father, that you would help us not to be selfish sons and daughters, where we want you to remove the struggle, that you would just give us strength in the midst of the storm. For your glory, may we know your power. It's your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. God bless you, and have a great Friday.